Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Really good to see you all, and it's good to be here with you this morning. Really good. Special welcome to little Isaac sitting there, having his back patted and rubbed. He's not looking at me, but welcome. And welcome to all the family and friends that have come on this special day as he's welcomed into the family of the church. So welcome, whoever you are, wherever you've come from. Whether you have never been in this place at all before, or whether it's your umpteenth time in this place, you are very welcome. So, I wonder if you could stand up and greet the people around you and ask them what their favourite flavour of crisp is. Whoa. So what's your favourite flavour of this?
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
Yours?
Now, you see.
If you ask the question, you've got to know the answer.
Smoky bacon.
Smoky bacon,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I've got one or two news items, notices to share with you. First of all, a very big thank you to everybody who spent time yesterday morning in decorating the church. It's wonderful, really great to see the church looking so wonderful. So everybody, thank you that you took part and have decorated it so wonderfully. If you would like to, please, if you know somebody who would really appreciate one of the baskets of flour, maybe a friend, a neighbour, somebody who could do with cheering up a little bit, please do, after the service, feel free to take one with you to give away to somebody who would be blessed by a basket. We just ask that you keep one basket in each of the windows for tonight and Tuesday morning. But if you think there's somebody who could do with a basket of flowers. How many potatoes are there? Now there's a quiz question for you. As you go round and have a look at the display after the service, count up how many potatoes there are. I did it earlier on this morning, and more potatoes over here have kept on arriving. These are the potato animals that some of our young people have been making. They made them on Tuesday at the youth group, the youth club. Hedgehog? Like that one? And I love this seal. Isn't that good? That's brilliant. Yeah? More about potatoes later on in the service. Thank you. Thank you for people who have bought tins and cans and all sorts of pasta mixes and things like that. All of this will go to support the food bank in town. So on Tuesday, we'll make sure that it goes to support the food bank. While we're talking about the food bank, when you stay for tea and coffee after the service in the hall at the back here, there is a stall there full of produce from somebody's allotment. They've been growing all sorts of things. So please do stay, and maybe you can do some of your green grocery shopping on your way out as you're looking at. There's all sorts of things all around the building today. Please do look around the whole of the building. There's information in the hall about Ethiopia. Are the potato cakes, Steve? Potato cakes? Whoa. So that's worth staying for, isn't it? Potato cakes. It's also part of our prayer weekend. And in the Sandgate room, there are prayer stations all set out for you to be praying about the community, because it's the mission community launch tonight as well. Oh, gosh, this is a busy weekend, isn't it? So please do take time to have a look around all the displays, including the vine that's growing up next to the lift. And there's a vine with beautifully cut out leaves. Who spent that time cutting all those leaves out? They're beautiful. A lot of time and effort gone into that. So please do have a look at the prayer stations around. Have I said everything? I don't know. After the service, as well as the tea and coffee, if you want to stay in here, people will be praying in here. The prayer refresh team are going to be praying in here until about noon. So if you would appreciate prayer for yourself or a situation, then please do stay. One last one. Are you still with me? You've gone to sleep now. At the end of next month, on October the 26th, it's the winter droving in town. Some people complain that the winter droving has got very dark and very pagan. Now, when that happens, I think Christians have to go and claim the ground. Why run away from it? Let's go and say that Jesus is the light of the world in the middle of the darkness. Hallelujah. So we have booked a 3 by 3 meter gazebo type thing in town that we can staff from 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening, 9 hours. And we're going to have prayer stations in there. Linking in with the droving theme, we'll be asking people about what drives them, what's their motivation in life, where are they going, who's driving them there, those kind of questions. And we'll be helping some of the children to make sheep masks as well. So there'll be craft activities for the children. It'll be very much children-centred. But we do need people to sign up for that. So if you are willing to, there's a sign-up sheet available, or see Tim or Tracy to help out. Winter droving, October the 26th, in town. What a great opportunity for us to say Jesus is the light of the world. I think I'm done. I'm ready to worship, are you? Let's begin with our first hymn. Great is thy faithfulness. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, it says. So our opening hymn, Great is thy faithfulness. That hymn in the last verse gives us a long list of blessings, the way in which God has enriched our lives day by day. The things that we can come to God and say, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for this blessing on my life. An old Sunday school song used to say, count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. So I wonder this morning what the Lord has done for you. What it is that you want to say thank you to God for. We're going to have an opening prayer, and I will say a certain thing, an object, something, and you will respond. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Are you ready? For all your creation, we thank you, Lord. For food and drink, we thank you, Lord. For friends and family, we thank you, Lord. For the sunshine and the rain, we thank you, Lord. For crisps and chips, we thank you, Lord. For our homes, we thank you, Lord. For health and strength, we thank you, Lord. For eyes to see and tongues to taste, we thank you, Lord. For ears that hear and noses that smell, we thank you, Lord. For light and warmth, we thank you, Lord. For life itself, we thank you, Lord. For all your love, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen. And we thank God today for the gift of new life. Life just seems to spring up. My garden just keeps on growing. Does yours? I've got blackberries all over the place at the moment. Every time I go out, there's more blackberries to be picked. So we thank God for the abundance of His creation and for the gift of new life. And we give thanks today for little Isaac. Is he a blessing? I'm getting some nods. And so we welcome Isaac into the life of this church and into God's family. There are some prayers that are going to come up on the screen. There are three groups of people that make promises this morning. This is your promise as the people of God, as the body of Christ in this place. Your promise is to maintain the life of this church so that Isaac and indeed all of these children can have somewhere to come and learn about the love of God. So members of the body of Christ, will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that Isaac and all the children among you may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, I'm going to ask the two parents to come and join me. You might want to bring Isaac with you. Brilliant, thank you. Your words are on the screens here as well. So, hey, you can always find out and work out who new parents are because they've got goop stains on their on their shoulders. It's wonderful. You have three promises to make now as well, and the words are on the screen. Will you provide for Isaac a Christian home of love and faithfulness?
With God's help, I will.
Will you teach him and help him to grow up strong in the Christian faith, teaching him by your words, prayers and actions about the love of God displayed in his Son Jesus?
With God's help, I will.
And will you encourage him as he grows to turn away from evil and all that denies God, to put his trust in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Saviour, and enter into the full membership of God's church through confirmation?
With God's help, I will.
Okay. Do you have some godparents and sponsors? Do you want to come and join us as well? And again, your words are on the screen. You who have come to support these parents, will you do all that is in your power to help them in the Christian upbringing of Isaac? Okay. I'm going to take you. There you go. Isaac David, for you, Christ Jesus came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death upon the cross. And for you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. Okay, are you ready for this? Isaac David, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and I sign you with this cross, because you now belong to Christ. We say together, may you never be ashamed to hold on to the faith of Christ crucified, to persevere as Christ's faithful soldier, and to serve him in the church and in the world. Amen. Wasn't he good? Not a peep. Not a peep. Baptism is all about welcoming children into the family. So this is your new family. Isaac, yes. He doesn't look impressed. What do you reckon? Yeah? Yeah. Isn't it great? Yeah. Check out that. No? There we go.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah. You gonna wave? Yeah. So, who wants him back? There you go. Beautiful. And we say this prayer together. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine on you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with kindness and give you peace. Amen. Let me quickly give you that. There you go. And if you want to, you may take your seat. The theme that we've got is to do with potatoes and to do with deepening your roots. Sometimes in the some people, you know, are you into your family tree? Did you do that? Yeah. I pray that as Isaac grows up, he will find out more and more about his family tree as well. About his granddad, who was such a part of this church in years gone by, and finding out the roots of the faith that is so strong in the family too. So I do pray that for you too, that as you maybe look back in your family tree, you'll find, you know, parents, grandparents that got married in church, or their baptismal records. Find out which churches they went to. And maybe the roots of your faith as we think about how God has blessed not only you, but your family before you. Life isn't always easy. Life can be tough. So we thank God today for His faithfulness to us through the good times and through the not so good times too. And God is a faithful God and has promised to be with us every step of the journey. So we're going to sing, Blessed Be Your Name. We're going to turn to God's Word this morning now and read from the Bible. I think Phil is going to come and read for us. This is a reading from Psalm 139. And part of what the psalmist has to say is talking about how we are, as human beings, we are, some translations put, fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully may be awesome. Awesome. I am awesome. And so are you. You are awesome people. Awesomely and wonderfully made. So let's hear those words from Scripture, from Psalm 139.
If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will be not dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for the darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Awesome. Fearfully and wonderfully made. The more you find out about how we are made, how our bodies work, the more amazed you are. We know stuff about our environment. We interact with our environment through our senses. We're taught that you have 5 senses that you can use to get to know and to interact with the world around you. How do you know anything about the world? Well, because there is information being flooding towards you all the time that you make sense of, your brain makes sense of. It receives, it has receptors to receive that information. You make sense of the world around you. So, the 5 senses. If anybody tells you that you've got 5 senses, they're wrong. You can tell them, okay? You've actually got far more than 5 senses. You've also got a sense of balance. So you know which way's up and which way's down and if things are out of kilter. You've got a sense of timing. You've got a sense of humour. You can tell whether something's funny or not. So you've got far more than just 5 senses for working out what's going on in the world around you. But the 5 main ones, come on then, tell me the 5 senses. God, yeah. Taste. Yep, brilliant. Taste. So, everybody, I give you permission now to stick your tongue out at the minister. What did you do in church this morning? We put our tongues out at the minister. Brilliant, thank you. On your tongue, there are, depending on how old you are, between 5,000 and 10,000 receptors. Taste receptors, taste buds. Your taste dulls, your palate dulls as you get older. Therefore, you keep needing hotter and hotter vindaloos as you get older. But there you go. 5 and 10. What happens then is that you put something onto your tongue, and your tongue can taste through those receptors, 5 to 10,000 taste buds. The slightest changes in molecules and so on, and it can detect those. And there are 5 different tastes. Should we go through the 5 different tastes? Sweet, sour, bitter, salt, and umami. That's a new one for me. Umami is the taste of pork pies, apparently. It's savoury. Okay, so savoury things. So, yeah, taste. Any other... What are the other 5? 4? The other 4 that I haven't had yet? On the, yeah, go on.
Smell!
Yes. We'll not go on that one today. But you have receptors in your nose that can detect on the air, on the breeze, all sorts of different smells. Yes, so taste, smell, touch, the feel of things. Any more? Sight. Yeah, all the things that you're seeing. Come on, I'll get one more then.
Hearing.
Hearing, yes. Pardon? Yeah, so 5 senses. And you get to know everything that there is in the world around you. With that information coming in, those receptors receive information, and then your brain processes that and makes sense of it. I am awesome. Isn't it awesome? We do that without even thinking about it, without even realizing that we're doing it 24/7. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. I thought we would have this morning... a taste test. You could taste cups of tea, I suppose, or cups of coffee. We're not doing any wine tasting in the Methodist Church. Oh, there was some disappointment there. I'm sorry. What I have got is crisps. I've got five varieties of crisps, so I want to know who can taste these crisps for me. Come on then, you're coming down. I've got a whole bunch now coming down. Oh yes. Gather around the back here. Okay. It's your vegetables that we're selling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. So Lewis's vegetables off his allotment that you're buying. Okay. So there you go. And he's been scuba diving. Like you do. Okay. Okay. We'll go for this one here. So everybody can take one of them. You're supposed to kind of refresh your palate first, aren't you? And do you want to have a confer? What's the consensus here?
I'm thinking about
cheese and onion. Cheese and onion I've got.
Prawn cocktail?
Prawn cocktail I've got.
I said prawn cocktail.
Prawn cocktail. Shall we see? Isn't that good? One out of five. Okay, which one are we going for? That one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it amazing how fearfully and wonderfully made that they could able to taste that?
Salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar. It's my.
Yes.
Yes, two. Two from two. Yes, excellent.
I have this all the time, so I obviously.
That's cheating! If you could see the bag underneath. Ah,
I eat all these cookies.
Oh, you eat them all the time. Which one are we going for next? That one?
Yep.
Okay.
Cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion. Are we happy with cheese and onion? You didn't look underneath, did you?
No, I don't like.
You don't like cheese and onion. Cheese and onion. Yeah, there you go. Three from three. Okay. That one? Okay.
I think like barbecue something.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Smoky bacon?
Yes.
Smoky bacon. Roast chicken?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know. Yeah, is it bacon or chicken?
Bacon.
Yep. Smoky bacon, my favourite. Yeah. Four out of four. They're good, aren't they? Have you had practice doing this?
No.
One left. Ready sorted? You think it's plain?
No.
It's roast chicken.
I think it's roast chicken.
Roast chicken? Are you vegetarians?
No.
Oh, that's fine.
No,
actually, it says on the packet suitable for vegetarians, so we're okay. How can you have smoky bacon and chicken that's... Don't go there. So I think we got five out of five, did we? Oh, what did you say this one's? Chicken. Roast chicken. Aren't they good? Well done. And as your prize... Thank you very much. So we've just demonstrated how fearfully and wonderfully made we are. that they could, without failing, 5 out of 5, detect those 5 different tastes. Those receptors were able to differentiate between the different tastes. We are wonderfully, fearfully and wonderfully made as God's creation. But how do you discern and work out and discover who God is? I can discover stuff about my world through my 5 senses. But how do I discover about God? You see, in the same way that I have physical senses that can discern the physical world around me, I need spiritual sense to work out and find out about God. I need those receptors, if you like, that will receive from God. So, let's think about it. How do you hear from God? How do you hear God? Don't know. I don't think that if you're waiting for a big booming voice from heaven that you're going to audibly hear, I don't think that happens very often. It might happen sometimes, but it's not the way that I've known God to speak. How's God spoken to you in the past? Anybody? Through His Word, through Scripture. Exactly. So, God's Word that we've heard today, that's God's voice speaking to you. Most wonderfully, through the living Word, through Jesus Himself. And we can experience God and hear God speaking to us in so many other ways. Through things that other people have to say to you. Sometimes you can discern God's voice in that too. So that's hearing. Where do you see God at work? Now, God is spirit, says Jesus. And those that worship him in spirit and in truth. But where do you see God? Are you going to give me an answer? Yeah. In creation. In God's world, in the world that He's made, you can see His fingerprints all over His creation. Jesus says about the Holy Spirit is God, isn't it? Trinitarian theology here, come on. The Holy Spirit's a bit like the wind. Here, have some wind. Have some breeze over here. You can't grab hold of it, but you can see what it does. So what you can see is God at work. Where do you see the effects of God? Where do you see God at work in your life and in the world around you? So hearing, seeing, do you feel the touch of God on your life sometimes? Do you feel Him at work? Do you feel Him supporting you and encouraging you? I'm not quite sure about what God smells like. Maybe we'll go that one another day. But the Bible does say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And just in the same way as we were tasting these crisps to find out what those crisps were like and whether they were good to eat. Because that's the whole thing about taste, isn't it? If they were rotten, if they were mouldy, if they were going off, the kids would have gone, not eating that. And if it's not good for you, that's what taste is all about, isn't it? But the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Experience for yourself the goodness of the Lord. So, if you take nothing away from this service, go away with this thought in your mind. Where have I seen God this week? Where have I felt God moving? Where have I tasted and seen the goodness of the Lord in my life this week? Where have I heard God's word into my heart this week? We're going to sing again, and then we're going to find out a little bit more about potatoes. Every year here at PMC, through All We Can, we partner with different parts of the world. Last year, we were solar panels, lights. This year, the theme is to do with potatoes. And potatoes, particularly in Ethiopia. Now, I don't usually associate potatoes with Ethiopia, but apparently they have developed particular variety of potato that does well in those conditions that are in Ethiopia. And I don't need to stand here and talk to you, because there is a video that will do it far better than I can. So watch the video. There you go, so that's our theme, our link project here at PMC for the coming year. And as you came in, you may have been given envelopes, so it would be good if, as well as supporting the food bank as we're doing today, maybe we can support all we can. And the super spud, I don't know about farming and I don't know about potatoes, but I thought there were seed potatoes. But they were talking about potato seeds, which is different, isn't it? But apparently, we've done some research, and potatoes do produce seeds, because they produce white flowers, don't they? And there are seeds. So it's those seeds that are, rather than the seed potatoes, which are a bit bulky, but it's the seeds that are going to be sent out to Ethiopia. It's educational coming to church, isn't it? You learn all sorts of stuff. I certainly learned stuff about potatoes that I never knew before, about how they anyway. But please do support the work of All We Can, which will be going on through this year, and that money will go to support farmers in Ethiopia as they sow their seed, their potato seed, not their seed potato, whichever way round. Let's spend the time in prayer right now. Let's pray together. God, we thank you that when you made the world, you saw that it was good. Thank you for the ways in which we receive your blessing through the environment around us. Thank you for seed time and harvest. And thank you for your faithfulness to us through all that we go through. We pray for people who are going through difficult times at this moment. People for whom life is not easy. People under enormous pressure or stress at work. People who are going through times of illness or pain. People who are being treated unjustly, unfairly. People being kept down for no fault of their own. We think of those people in Ethiopia, a very different world from ours. And yet we pray that your love would reach them as they seek to farm and grow the produce that they need. And just in a few moments of quietness, maybe there are people that you know who are in need of prayer, a special touch from God, that they would know the reality of God's love in their lives. Just be quiet and still for a moment. Lord, you know us. You know where we stand. How close or how far away we are from you right now. We pray your blessing upon our lives, that we would see you more clearly in our lives day by day. We would learn to be more receptive to your voice and your call. That we would taste and see the goodness of the Lord in our lives day by day. Lord, would you pour out your blessings upon us as a church, as individuals, so that we can be a blessing to the community around us. Pour out those blessings in rich abundance, we pray. Give us fullness of life so that we can be that blessing in our community. We pray all of these prayers now through your Son Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. So please do remember to stay, have a look around the whole of the building, have a look at the displays that are around you. If you want to take a basket of flowers to bless somebody else's life, do that. Stay for coffee. I'm not sure whether it's Ethiopian, but do please stay for coffee. Have a look around at the all the prayer displays as well as part of our national prayer weekend here as well. Our final hymn talks about the way in which our senses are linked, sound and sight, and we make, that's the one, for the beauty of the earth. If you want to, during this hymn, to make an offering to, for God's work and service, if you want to put those all we can envelopes into the offering at this point, you can do. And let's make our offering to God as we sing this last hymn, for the beauty of the earth. And so may God's blessings continue to be poured out in abundance in your life, now and forevermore. Amen.